Welcome back to The Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. And, you know, that song we just heard, you know, it's from the Sweet, you know, the group, The Sweet. But you know what group it reminded me of when it began?
What's that?
ELO.
Oh, good call.
That's interesting. You know, if you weren't familiar with The Sweet, and you're only familiar with ELO, you would think that was an ELO song. That's interesting.
Jeff Lynne sound to it.
It did. Yeah, I like that. That's a cool song. In fact, I like almost anything by The Sweet.
Especially after talking about Smarties.
Sweet. Yeah, exactly. Is that sweet? Yeah, so, you know, Love is Like Oxygen, probably my favorite song by them. That's a good song. We need to make that a bumper at some point, too. But that is a great song that we just said.
That was it. Love is Like Oxygen.
Oh, that is. Yeah, yeah. I got that confused with... Anyway. Almost everything by them was awesome. Didn't they do Ballroom Blitz, too?
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's an awesome song. Yeah.
We added that to the roster as well.
That was right. Yeah, I love that song. All right. Now, we're going to change gears entirely. If you get whiplash because of that, don't blame me. Scott Robertson, he is in the public relations field, robertsoncommunications.com, relatively new firm, and just one of the ones that I've been talking to here recently. And I want to welcome to the show, Scott. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great today. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Were you worried that you were on Name That Tune there for a minute?
That's all good. I like it. I like that song, too.
Yeah, you know Sweet? Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. You're one of those long-haired freaks like me, too, without the long hair. All right, well, Scott. We're going to get down to some serious business talk here. Tell me about your firm.
Right.
Give me that. Give me the 411 about your company.
Great. Well, Robertson Communications is a public relations firm that I started last year. Actually, just about to celebrate 1 year in business, which I'm excited about. Actually, on March 5th, and you know, I spent my whole career in public relations and in journalism and advertising, and I really just wanted to, you know, open up my own shop and try this thing for myself. I felt like I kind of graduated past needing a supervisor, and I wanted the challenge of, you know, opening something up that was my very own, you know.
Yeah, and if you were going to be fired, you wanted to be fired by yourself.
I almost never disagree with management anymore. It's really exciting.
Yeah,
if I do, I need medication.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have to change your doses if you start doing that. So tell me about the scope of the firm. Well, you know, is there a particular types of companies you like to work with?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I kind of come from the music industry. I was a director of marketing communications for the National Association of Music Merchants. That's the side of the music business that produces music gear, musical instruments, and pro audio and lighting equipment, that kind of thing. So I had 11 years basically, you know, in that industry, and so a lot of my the accounts that came over to join me here on the private side have been music in nature, and I'm a musician as well. So I it's fun to be able to continue to work in that industry, and I also do technology and also a little bit of biotech as well.
Mm-hmm. How big are the firms that you typically work with?
I kind of have a passion for startups. You know, I'm a startup, but I kind of like to work with smaller companies. But anybody, you know, small to mid-sized businesses that, you know, have a marketing budget and need more help, you know, in public relations, I can certainly help them.
As long as the check clears.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and they got to have a story too. You know, you
got to have a story. Yeah, absolutely. So, kind of give us an overview of the technology firms that you're dealing with. I'm always interested in technology myself.
Sure, absolutely. I work with Take Lessons, and Take Lessons is the largest online marketplace to find a music teacher. And also, kind of on the tech music side, I work with Hello Music, which is one of the leading social commerce sites out there. Kind of started as kind of a daily deal site, and now, you know, an emerging player in social commerce for musicians.
Interesting. But you're not really bent on any particular industry. It just has to be something that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, you know, the principles of public relations, you know, apply to any business, and as long as they're have a good story and are committed to the process of public relations and branding, and you know, will listen to the counsel, and you know, I think that makes a good client. You know, certainly there are you know, folks out there that want to, you know, hire an agency and not listen to them. But
yeah, isn't that funny? It's the oddest thing in the whole world. I don't care, you know, and it's not just ad agencies. It's whatever they go for counsel for, and they'll keep writing checks. And I don't know, maybe they just like to have a foil to bounce things off of. But ultimately, it's like, if you're going to hire a PR firm, you really should use it.
Yeah, it can be frustrating for the you know, for the client and the agency. You know, certainly situations like that, and I've been real fortunate that you know, my clients are good friends of mine, and you know, I've you know, knock on wood, I hope to continue that, you know, here and as we enter year two of the company.
Yeah, absolutely, no question about it. So, what have you seen? You know, what has been the biggest surprise about starting your own firm based on your experience before?
You know, I think some of the biggest surprises that I've had, you know, I think certainly the uncertainty of, you know, not knowing where your next paycheck is going to come from. And I kind of have an interesting trick of how I deal with that. I kind of just pretend that I have money.
Right.
In the account. And it sounds weird, but I basically just say, hey, that account is full, we're good, and so I can get past the worry of, and especially when I started, I kind of did that. Basically, you know, you have to kind of tell yourself it's going to be okay, you know, a lot, because it's certainly, you know, stepping out there and taking that big leap of faith. But, you know, I certainly have faith in my skills and my, you know, my ability to go out there and win clients that want to work with me. But I do, you know, it is kind of terrifying, you know, supporting a family, and I think that's what, you know, that's why everybody doesn't do it, is, you know, there's something to be said for having a, you know, quote unquote secure paycheck and kind of know where your next meal is coming from. But it's also, I think the flip side of that is, it's very exciting. I mean, yeah. I have to say that, you know, when that phone rings and it's a new client and it's a totally new challenge, I mean, I just light up. I light up with that. And I think that can sometimes be missing, you know, if you work in a corporate gig for a long period of time, it can kind of start to be the same old kind of thing.
Over and over again, you get into a grind. So you're a solopreneur and you bring on people as you need it, or do you largely work on your own?
You know, I have a team of kind of virtual associates. They're located all around the country that I bring in on various business when I need them. But I don't have any full-time employees, and I may keep it that way because you know, it's a different world now, agency-wise, and you can just work with people on a freelance basis.
Well,
and
government has made things so hostile for people who want to actually hire employees on a W-2 basis. It's like you'd almost have to be a moron unless you absolutely had to do it to have W-2s, just because how the liability has changed over the last few years. You get the impression government doesn't want you to hire people. It's very strange. Very, very strange dichotomy. Scott, I appreciate you being with us. Scott Robertson is his name. His company you can learn more about at Robertson.com, that's com. Robertson.com, com. And thanks so much for being with us. I enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks very much. I really appreciate having me.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have more for you. You got to stay tuned to it right here on The Price of Business.